Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 17, the Word of God says, pray without ceasing. Okay, this is kind of a strange thing for God to say, pray and never stop praying. How in the world am I going to get anything done? If I'm praying and I never stop praying, when am I going to go to work, go to school, make dinner, eat something? Whatever it is you're doing, when are you going to do it if you pray and you never stop praying? But that's not what it's actually saying. What it's saying is this. Live in constant awareness of God's presence. That's what it's really saying. You know how sometimes you'll be riding in the car and maybe you're on a fairly long trip and you talk for a little while and then everybody has said whatever they have to say and there's nothing more to say. You don't have anything. You're just kind of tired maybe and they don't have anything. And the car goes quiet. But you're always aware of the other person being there. So you're driving along. There's somebody next to you. Neither one of you is saying much. But you're aware that the other person is there. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. In other words, you're constantly living in the awareness of God, even though you're not necessarily saying anything to Him. But the moment you have something to say, you can say it. Because you know that He's there. Living with that awareness of God is extremely helpful. Have you ever had to deal at school with somebody who's difficult? Maybe somebody who wants to pick on you or isn't very nice to you? Hopefully not with bullies, but everybody gets bullied once in a while here and there. You just got to learn how to deal with it. And there is a way to deal with it. Has that ever happened to you? Well, it doesn't feel too good, but then you realize you can have some significant confidence. Your confidence comes from the fact that Christ is right there with you. I was talking to the colonel one time. He was saved in the military. And he said that prior to getting saved, he was always very nervous, especially if something was going on. He was in war, and he was very nervous until he got saved. And all of a sudden, he got saved and he started living with this awareness that God's right there with him. And that gave him incredible confidence. And now instead of hiding from missiles, he said he would actually stand on the top of a building to take pictures of the missiles that were coming in. Because now he wasn't afraid. Why? Because he knew God was right there with him. He became very confident. The best way to deal with a bully is to know God is right there with you because you'll become very confident. Bullies love people who are not confident. That's what encourages them. Oh, you're not confident and I can smell it. And so they can become bullies. But the moment that somebody stands up because they're confident, because you know God is right there, the bully backs right back down. That's the nature of a bully. So that confidence that God gives you helps you to deal with all kinds of situations in your life. And it's not just bullies, although they're included. Everything that you need confidence in, you know that God is right there with you. He's taking care of you. He's helping you. He's not going to leave you or forsake you in Hebrews 13:5. There's never going to be a time when God goes away from you. He's always going to be right there with you. People might leave you. People aren't always very nice. God will never leave you. You will never be alone because God will never leave you. It doesn't matter what happens, even if you do something wrong. Don't do anything wrong, but even if you do something wrong, God still won't leave you. He will never abandon you. He will never leave you without help. He will never leave you just hanging. God will always help you. God will always be there. God will always take care of you. When you live in the consciousness, the awareness of His presence, you can be very confident because He's there. One of the nice things about knowing God is there and knowing who He is and knowing that He loves you and cares about you is that you stop really wanting things you don't have. One of the reasons why people want things they don't have is because they think somehow those things will add to who they are. And they're constantly looking for opportunities to get it. The opportunity hunt actually makes you desire something more. And then when you get it, you realize, oh, this is really nothing. It's kind of funny how that works. But when God is right there and you know God is right there, you stop worrying about what you don't have and what you do have because you know whatever you need, He's going to take care of it. So that confidence also takes care of the wanting aspect that we have. That wanting aspect can really give us a hard time. Sometimes people want something so badly, they'll do some really stupid things to get it. But with God, whatever you need, He's going to take care of. He says even the things you desire, if you delight yourself in Him, in other words, if you put Him first, you love Him, He's going to give you those too. Even sometimes when you don't need them, He'll give them to you anyway just because you want them. And you ask Him for them. And so that whole aspect of what I don't have and they have and this other person has more than I do and they've got these fantastic tennis shoes and the ones I have are just the ordinary ones from Sears, that all goes right out the window. That's a miserable place to be because you're constantly comparing among people and that just goes away really fast when you know that God is right there with you. Because He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to let you go without. He's not going to not take care of you. You can be very confident in that because you're praying without ceasing. You're constantly living in the awareness of His presence. David had an interesting situation. David was a guy who was often being pursued by people who wanted to kill him. That was bad. And he had some really tough times in his life. But then he also had situations where he really messed up big time. But what comforted David was that no matter whether it was him that messed up or somebody was trying to kill him, and they really were trying to kill him, he was confident that God would always take care of him. And that God would always know what's going on with him, and God would always know where he is. He says in Psalm 139 verse 7, "Where can I hide from your spirit, or where can I run from your presence?" Not possible. I cannot hide from God's Spirit because God's Spirit lives inside of me. Hide from yourself. Go ahead. You ever play hide and seek? You always play hide and seek from somebody else. You never play hide and seek from yourself. You know why? Because you can find you immediately. Oh, I know where I am. Right here. I don't know what this place is, but I know I'm here. You can't hide from His Spirit. You can't get away from His Spirit because His Spirit lives in you. You can't get away from His presence because His presence is everywhere. The difference is that some people live in the awareness and some people do not. And those people who do not live in that awareness are people who really come out short as far as things like confidence goes, as far as things like peace in your heart or joy go. You want to live with that knowledge and that awareness constantly that God is there. You're never going to be afraid when you know God is there. You might be nervous because you don't have experience, but in the end, you're going to realize, oh, I didn't even need to be nervous because God is there. You may think to yourself, oh man, it's taken so long. God will never answer me. And then in the end, you say, wow, was I ever stupid? A good thing He didn't answer me when I thought that, because now that He did answer me, wow, I didn't know what was really going on at all. And I'm glad that He answered me the way He did. If you practice His presence, you live in His presence, you keep that awareness of His presence, you're always going to do well with that. The Word of God says in Psalm 61 and verse 3 that He is my shelter and He's my strong tower from my enemy. Whenever something goes wrong, whether it's a person that comes against you, a situation, whatever it is, bad grades in school, You ever get a bad grade in school? I know none of you guys have gotten a bad grade in school. I had students who never got a bad grade in school. And then this one poor girl, she was in my physics class. Her first semester in high school, she took my midterm exam and she failed it. And she was so upset because that's the first thing she ever failed in the whole time she was in school. She was so upset. But she was very bright. But she just wasn't prepared for my exam. And she failed it. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. If you really think you can do this, fine. Study this time and I'll let you take it again next week. And then she aced it. But you know, that's kind of the way God does things with us. Yeah, okay, maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you blew it. Maybe it was your fault. Maybe you should have been studying for your exam instead of watching the football game. But God says, I'm not going to hold that against you. Try it again. Do it again. And you keep doing it until you succeed. You just do it again. God's like that. You have something that goes wrong, God's going to make it go right in the end. Now, I'm not saying that good things are bad and bad things are good. None of that stuff. No, what I'm saying is that everything that is bad will eventually become good. God will change it. Everything that goes against you will eventually be taken care of. If you ever have an enemy, and maybe you guys have never had enemies, I hope not. But if you've ever had an enemy, God is really good at dealing with your enemies. I've had a small number of enemies in my life. Not one of them ended up well. And it's not because I had to do something. It's because God dealt with them. You may have a situation where somebody is trying to set you up. The very setup that they are trying is the thing that's going to burn them. Just like Haman. Mordecai heard that these guys were going to kill the king, and he sent news to protect the king. The king said, what are we going to do for Mordecai? Haman, the general, hated Mordecai, and he didn't know what Mordecai had done for the king. And so Haman had set up these gallows. He was going to kill Mordecai. And then turns out that Haman ended up on his own gallows. Because his cousin, the queen, told the king, the man who saved your life, his life is in danger, and it's Haman that's doing it. Well, you know what happened to Haman? Haman ended up on his own gallows. God is very good at taking care of your enemies. I said that to say this. If somebody is trying to do something bad to you, you can be completely confident, number one, it won't succeed. And number two, it comes back to them. Okay, remember that. Somebody wants to do something bad to you, it'll come back to them. Exactly what they wanted bad done to you will happen to them. God will make sure of it. I have seen it. That is how it works. Somebody wants to do something bad to you, it will come back to them. Why? Because he's right there. He cares about you. He loves you. You belong to him. You don't have to worry about it. Isaiah 43:1, God says to you, you belong to me. You are mine. He's not going to leave. He's not going to abandon. He's not going to let anything bad happen. And if something looks bad, you can be confident that in the end, it's going to be very good. Because he's right there. Live in the knowledge of his presence. When you do that, it'll give you the confidence that you need in order to experience the benefits of what God does for you. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.